Okay, Erev Shabbos to everyone. So we all know the line, Mashiach will be born on Tisha B'Av. And contrary to popular belief, it does not necessarily mean that he's going to be physically born on Tisha B'Av. It means that the Ohr, the inspiration that's going to bring Mashiach, the teachings and lessons that propel us forward to deserve Mashiach, those are going to take root on Tisha B'Av. How so? So this Shabbos is famously known as Shabbos Chazoin, after the Haftarah, which begins Chazoin Yishayo, the vision of Yishayo Anavi. And the Berditch Ver illustrates this with the following mashal. The king had a beautiful garment made for his child. And of course, like children are wont to do, he played in the mud while wearing it and ruined it. Once again, an exquisitely tailored suit was made for the prince, and once again, he ruined it. The king had a third more stunning and beautiful garment prepared. However, this time, he did not give it to his child. He kept it in the closet, and from time to time would show it to his son to whet his appetite, get him excited for it. Once he sees that he's going to care for it properly, then give it to him. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Nimshel is the base of Mikdash. Hashem built one, and we destroyed it. He built another one, and we destroyed that one too. He built a third one, and is keeping it in Shemayim for when the time is ripe. This Shabbos, just like that young prince, we receive a chazayin, a vision, a little glimpse of the base of Mikdash HaShlishi. We take that vision with us into Tisha B'Av, able to mourn that which we lost, resolve to be better, love every yid, be davuk to the Bayri Olam, and in that way aid the birth of Mashiach on Tisha B'Av itself. With that, we should be zeichet to the Gula Shleim of Amitas B'Meher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.